And now I defer to Australia's next Prime Minister, according to Ali from Channel 9's Today Show.
Kimber Cahill should be the next Prime Minister.
Kimber Cahill.
It's a big call, isn't it?
Yeah, from the Oracle to Prime Minister. I don't know if that's a downgrade or not.
It's hard
I think
to
the Oracle's
know these
better.
Days.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Amazing stuff.
Now, guys, I read this really interesting article about, you know, there's been a lot of scams going on, and I'm sorry if you were scammed by a fake Kimber Cahill account. There was also one rolling around for UP and Matt of, you know, people just creating fake accounts, trying to scam people out of money and getting online and being nasty.
But no one believed it when it was Pete and Matt. But when they saw the future Prime Minister on there, they thought, well, bloody hell.
Oh, man. And it's really hard to shut them down, and there's not much you can do. And they always say things like, you know, check your passwords, keep your passwords, really, yeah. You know, make sure it's got 100 characters and different symbols and capital letters and whatnot. And it turns out people are never learning and we still need to work on this whole password problem.
Mm.
And so they had a company called NordPass who have gone on and done some research about the easy passwords to guess. And they have found that the people who are really guilty of really rubbish passwords are CEOs.
Oh, the top of the wazzer at the company.
Top of the wazzer, the highest ranking person in the company, you know, the person responsible for running the company, expanding it, driving profitability, the overall operations. They're really guilty of this. The team analysed over 290 million data breaches worldwide, and they found that 30,000 CEOs were just using 123456.
Most of them were using "I'm the man." !
That would have been better because the follow-up one they were using was the word password.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, I'm a bit guilty of that.
23,000 people. Matt just said he was guilty of that on air.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really the stupidest thing you've said all morning.
No, but it's password.
Mate, honestly, for you, I'd be using your last name as a password. Yeah, that's hard enough to spell as it is.
Even if you know what it is.
It's amazing. They're like, the people using password. Then there was a few people who thought, I'm not stupid, I'm not going to use 123456. They went with 12345. There was some extras who went with 1 all the way to 9.
Yeah.
And then a couple who used the word QWERTY.
QWERTY.
10,000 CEOs in data breaches just used QWERTY straight off the keyboard.
I mean, who are these idiots that are doing, you know, 1 through 9? Be like me and go 1357. That's my... Okay.